want to try them and you don't know of a book that is the same idea, like you like The Last, but you just want it to be more girl, I would recommend that book.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt on that again.
Is there anyone else that has a topic that they really, it's your job to like, right now, you could like encourage authors. Anybody have a book they want an author to write? No? I have to say, I did see a tweet from one of my students. If I could tell an author to write a book, I would want he or she to write a book about a comedy because I like funny books. So thank you, Delaney, and I don't know, it might have been Ava who was working with it as well. But thank you to both of them for the special tweet about your interest in the books. And thanks for adding that one to our hashtag. We are nearing the end because I'm about to do some kindergarten coverage, so our radio show has to end in a minute, but really, really quickly, I wonder if we could all rate our books out of 10 and explain why, because I know there was a lot of interest in that. So Justin, let's start.
And if you like Last, it's good, and it has a really good, deeper meaning from the heart, and the only reason it's not like a 9 or a 10 is because I don't like those huge books, and it's kind of one of those bigger ones, because then you look on and you see like, oh my gosh, there's a lot more pages left, but I recommend it. It's a good book.
Okay.
Wait, what was the question again?
Out of 10, what would you rate it? Do you have
I would probably give it a 9.
Okay.
Because it's like a really funny book, and
okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
Lots of that.
I would probably rate mine a 9.5 because it keeps you wanting more. Each chapter ends in great suspense. Even each page ends with great suspense.
Okay. And Ralston.
I rated a 9 because it's really funny and it has a good deeper meaning.
Okay. And Emily.
I would rate my book an 8 because it's a really good book, but it's kind of scaring me.
Maybe even a little too scary?
Yeah.
Okay. And Sydney?
I would rate my book actually a 10 because I have like 10 pages here of like
good comments.
Yeah, good comments from the book and like sayings that you can remember in your life. And like if you read this book, I think you'll be happy. And also because the author, Catherine Applegate, really knows how to tell the story.
And you know what? Just before we conclude anything here, I have to say, I'm trying to watch the Today's Meet and the Twitter hashtag all at the same time. But Mr. Forgrave, I think, who's the one who's tweeting from 105 The Hive right now, he's just mentioned in a tweet that I just retweeted that right now our live broadcast is drawing in listeners from BC and Florida. So people are actually listening to what we have to say today, and I've certainly had a great group who you can see multitask well as we're trying to videotape, talk, and tweet, and back channel all at the same time. So like the ultimate videotaper or the ultimate multitaskers, and now I'm going to let them give it a go and sum it up, so go for it.
Okay, thanks for listening to 105 The Hive.
This is
Nick.
Jason,
Emily,
Ralston,
Sydney,
and Justin.
For this week's Thinking Thursday, signing off.
Bye.
Booyah!
Bye, Chuck.
Two minutes.
Make
sure, please.